Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Just talking about Lost Properties, this article about what's been left on trains and stuff, specifically on the tube, I believe. But one of them was 15 grand. So we all came up with brilliant backstories, as you did.
Literally.
Leaving it on the way to an adult auction. I think you know what we're saying.
Detectives, just call us detectives. We work together.
Ben don't want
together.
Us to talk about it. Lighten
no.
up, Ben.
I don't
lighten
want
up.
No.
We've been told.
No.
It's a legitimate guess. It's a part of the detective work, Ben.
It's too early. And this is a family show.
Not yet. The kids are not up.
Some of them are. I was always up at 6 o'clock when I was going to school.
I was. Well, but making mum and dad a cup of tea, because you should have been.
Well, not necessarily that, but I had to get a train across the city.
Oh,
see.
Here it comes.
I was a grafter.
Just 12 years old. Mum used to send me across the country to work.
If you're up, kids, doing extra study before school, well done.
I don't know what an adult auction is.
Haven't you got chimney sweeping to do? Go and do some chimney sweeping or shine some shoes, Ben.
We're talking this £15,000 has been left on the train. Now, Sparky has just, well, we're playing Nico and Vince, revealed that he once found a considerable amount of money.
I found an envelope full of cash before, yeah.
Just before he tells you the story, did he keep it? What do you think? You know his morals by now.
What? Well, of course I kept. What are you talking
how
about?
How much did you find?
I think it was between £800 and £1,000.
£800 grand. So let's call it a grand.
Yeah.
Wow. He found £1,000 in an envelope and kept the money himself.
There's a reason why I kept it.
What's the reason?
It was unmarked. It didn't have anywhere.
Well, you kept it because you couldn't be caught.
No, because I couldn't work out whose it was.
We'll go to the police, they'll work it out. Look, when somebody comes to them and says, I've lost a grand, they'll say, well, this brilliant gentleman has handed it in.
No, this brilliant gentleman learned to drive for free. Because that's what I used it sensibly. I put it into driving lessons, and that's literally how I learned to drive.
And you are really bad on the road. Probably caused many accidents.
Well, that's not on.
That is disgusting that you didn't hand it in.
Thank you,
know,
Ben.
If you hand it in and then they don't find whose money it is within a certain amount of time, they give it back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
the unmarked envelope where they go, all right, someone's handed this in. So if we split it up between us...
What are you saying about the police?
We'll say someone claimed... I'm not saying...
What are you saying?
This is the worst start to a show we've
had.
Are
you saying...
I don't like this.
The police are corrupt.
No, I'm just saying, safer I took care of it. And isn't it better that I learned to drive? It was a nice little upstart in life for me, because honestly, it was important that I learned to drive, because I ended up getting a job not in my hometown. So.
Our boss is having a heart attack, listening about adult parties and nicking a grand...
I never nicked it!
You stole it!
I didn't!
And now you've called the police corrupt. It's free radio. Good morning.
I feel like I've got more explaining to do. Gargoyle, shut it!
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.